It's a busy time of year for Wisconsin sports teams. The Packers are eyeing up a playoff run with the return, apparently, of quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The Badger football team is headed to the Orange Bowl, but not the national championship. And the Milwaukee Bucks are showing a lot of promise with a lot of young talent on the team. Sports fans, we love them, and we'd love to hear from you. Which Wisconsin team are you following now? What are your hopes for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? Should Rodgers be coming back after his injury? Do you feel uniquely connected to your Wisconsin team? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We're following a bunch of stories. Of course, the big one, the Green Bay Packers. I'd be interested to hear from you about the Aaron Rodgers story. They have an outside chance to make the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers returning from that collarbone injury. You can call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Tom Oates joins us now for a winter sports roundup. He's a sports columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, I want to start with the Packers. Promising start to the season. Less promising after Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone back in October. Earlier this week, he was cleared to play. Want to listen to a clip from an interview with Rodgers. This is yesterday.
Obviously, I think there's an expectation of the way I play. That's what it means to be a leader in this locker room and the quarterback of this team is going out and performing and doing your job. Hopefully, it gives a lift to some of the guys. But, you know, I'm not coming back to save this team. I'm coming back to play quarterback the way I know how to play it. And hopefully we all raise the level of our play collectively and find a way to win these three games.
So this is some big sports drama, Tom. Before we get into Rodgers himself, what has to happen for the Packers to make it into the playoffs this year?
Oh, all kinds of things have to happen. they don't, as they say in sports, control their own destiny. They would need a little help. But the one thing they have to do is they have to win these last three games. It's probably I think there's nine teams still contending for the playoffs in the NFC. It's the toughest schedule of the nine. They play three of those nine teams here to close out. So they have to win those, and then they'll need a little help with either Atlanta or Carolina losing should they win out.
And
Seattle. Those three teams would be the ones they would be. And at probably at best what they can do is slip into the wild card, maybe the sixth wild card spot in the NFC.
Let's look at winning those games. Now, even with Aaron Rodgers at 100% healthy, that's not a lock. That's not a gimme to win any one of those three games, right?
No. Carolina and Minnesota are the first two. It's at Carolina, which is a real test given that Rodgers – you know, you can expect a little rust after 8 weeks and going through what he's gone through medically. Carolina is a 9-4 team, very good team. But the thing is that they have a top five defense in the league. Minnesota's next. They have a top five defense in the league. Nothing easy about these games at all, with or without Rodgers. What I've always said though is that Rodgers is the equalizer. He allows this team to compete with any team in the NFL, and I think that'll be the case.
And you wrote about the decision for Aaron Rodgers to come back after that broken collarbone. I think probably Wisconsin has become the most expert state in collarbones in the union over the last few weeks. But you wrote about this, talk about the decision to come back as opposed to taking another few weeks to heal.
Well, I think it's lost in the shuffle. He broke his left collarbone in 2013, and his bone wasn't like 100% absolutely locked, healed. And I think that's the case again this time. But he came back. They beat the Bears. They made the playoff in the last game. They made the playoffs. I don't know. It certainly appears from all the machinations that went on Monday and Tuesday that the bone isn't 100% healed, but he's got plates in there, and he clearly felt it was he's healthy enough to come back, and I think he convinced the doctors he was healthy enough to come back. I have great faith in the Packers team doctor, Pat McKenzie. I think he's a very honorable man. I think he errs on the side of caution with players. He's held players out when they didn't want to be held out. And really, I don't think Aaron Rodgers, I think there are physicians and team physicians that would have put Aaron Rodgers out on that field much easier than Pat McKenzie did. And if Rodgers is out there, that means that Dr. McKenzie is okay with it. And based on what I know of Pat McKenzie, I'm fine with that as well, because I think, like I said, he's a guy who errs on the side of the caution. Sometimes the coaches get mad at him because they can't get their hands back on players because Doc McKenzie says no. So that's why I think this isn't that great of a risk.
We're talking to sports writer Tom Oates from the Wisconsin State Journal. It's a Wisconsin sports roundup focusing a lot on the Green Bay Packers and the return of Aaron Rodgers. What was your reaction? You can join in at 800-642-1234. What went through your mind when Aaron Rodgers went down and you heard about this major injury? Do you think he's right to be coming back onto the field this weekend? What do you think of the Packers' hopes? What's your connection with the Packers? Do you feel that sort of relationship that maybe people, fans of other teams, don't? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tom, let's talk about the Packers' run in the last bunch of years. They've made the playoffs a lot, more than their fair share if it was all averaged out.
Yeah, it's been 8 years since 2009. I think that's tied for the longest streak ever in the NFL. It's been a great run. You don't have great runs like that in the NFL anymore unless you have a great quarterback. That's just pure the way the league has trended, is that it's a passing league, and if you don't have a really good one, you're not going to be that consistently good team year in and year out. So I think even there have been years in there, 09, 10, 11, where the Packers had great talent, and there's been years where they haven't had great talent, but yet Rodgers has been able to lift them into the playoffs. So 8 years in a row is a tremendous run. I think the Patriots are also on a similar eight-year run, and guess who their quarterback is? Tom Brady. So there's a real cause and effect there. These great quarterbacks give you a chance to win and be a consistent winner year in and year out. Now, the Badgers weathered Rodgers' collarbone injury in 2013. They've seemingly weathered his injury here because their goal was to get to this game where he could come back and still have a chance to make the playoffs, and they still have a chance to make the playoffs. So they didn't look great at any point during that stretch, but they got to where they needed to get, and now he's back, and they have a chance to keep what I think is a tremendous streak alive.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Michael is with us in Madison. Michael, hi.
Hi. I've been watching the Packers since the 1960s and supported them ever since. I'm debating that now because of the emissions and global warming from all those airplanes and people flying all over the place.
Okay, Michael, thanks. He has environmental concerns about the team, but he's been watching since the 60s, he said. Let's go now to Tom in Muscadet. Tom, hi.
Hi. Just a few things. I wish he wouldn't play. I would rather he wait till next season. I would hope that Ted Thompson would be gone by then. We'd get some offensive linemen, maybe a good pass rusher, free trade in the trade. Just things like that. The D-backs aren't up to par, so that's just my humble opinion.
Tom, thanks a lot for that call. So Tom, a Packers fan, Tom Oates, who says he wishes Rodgers wouldn't play. And I got to say, I and a lot of people are going to be out there anytime anybody lays a finger on Aaron Rodgers. We're going to freak out, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fingers crossed in Wisconsin all day Sunday, I think, as they watch that game, because he, you know, you're going to cringe every time he gets hit and you know, hope he gets up and can still continue on and play. But that's the decision they've made. As far as some of Tom's points, I thought a couple of points he made were really good, and that is their biggest needs, to my way of thinking, are pass rusher and defensive back. especially cornerbacks on the outside. And I agree with Tom 100%. Those areas of the team are really lacking right now, somewhat due to injury, somewhat due to youth, somewhat due to poor decisions in drafting and player acquisition. So those are definitely areas of that need improvement. As far as Ted Thompson, I think the only way Ted Thompson goes is if Ted Thompson decides he wants to retire. I'd be surprised if the current Packer regime would dump Ted Thompson. I just don't see that happening. Packer fans are certainly angry in some cases and mostly frustrated, I think, at some of the things Thompson does and doesn't do. But again, those eighth straight playoff appearances signify something. And it's been a consistent franchise. You know, you kind of wish sometimes, and I've written this a number of times, that Thompson would just go outside the box a little bit and augment his roster with a free agent or two or a trade or something a little out of the ordinary for the way they operate with this draft and develop philosophy. But I don't think Packers administration is nearly as down on Ted Thompson as some fans are. And I know that frustrates people, but that's the reality of it.
We're talking about Wisconsin sports with Tom Oates, sports columnist at the Wisconsin State Journal. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are you watching in the Wisconsin sports world? Are you excited for the return of Aaron Rodgers or worried? Do you think the Packers will still make the playoffs this year? How about the Badger football team? Were they given a fair shake in the college football rankings? Was it a good run while it lasted? What do you think about the Orange Bowl? Is there a sports team in Wisconsin we haven't talked about? There's a lot of good teams, UW-Green Bay women's basketball, Marquette basketball, UW men's basketball, maybe not so great this year. Call 800-642-1234, but we still love them, Dean. I saw you shake your head there. 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We pick up our conversation now with Tom Oates, sports columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal. We're talking about the Packers and other Wisconsin sports, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do the Packers have a shot at the playoffs? Is it the right decision to bring back Aaron Rodgers after his collarbone injury? Are you going to be watching the Badgers in the Orange Bowl? Are you watching the Bucks this year? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back to our callers. Ed is with us in Madison. Ed, hi.
I go back to Tobin Road days, if anybody remembers him. That's when the Packers were called the Cinderella team, and they weren't much good. But anyway, I have a concern that goes beyond winning games. I don't know if it's – I think it's occurred at least to some fans and maybe sports writers that players are getting bigger and faster, and the injuries, whether it be brain or other things, including collarbones, is getting to be epidemic. I'm particularly concerned about high school players. They're not developed yet. Even their skulls aren't fully developed. And they're getting their brains knocked out, you know? And I just think there needs to be some reasoning going on here in terms of either changing some rules or doing something to reduce the severity of injuries and making it more of a game less brutal.
Ed, thanks for the call. And there was that very scary injury in a Steelers-Bengals game earlier this year and a couple near misses there. Tom, is this something that's changing the way people watch and think about football and maybe will change the rules in the near future?
Well, I think it's changing the way parents think about football. I can tell you that. I think participation is down. You know, there's a lot of concern about this already. The NFL has made rules, and I think one of the injuries you just referenced was Ryan Shazier of Pittsburgh Steelers, who still maybe has some spinal issues, and I doubt that I'm an armchair quarterback in here, but it doesn't sound like he'll ever play again. I mean, there's a lot of rules, but you can't legislate the hitting out of football. It's a violent physical sport. We like some of that. I don't think we glorify or like the big monster hits anymore. I think we've kind of changed the mindset on that. When you see something and then you see a player laying on the ground, maybe twitching with a concussion, I think it repulses people now. And you know, I think 40, 50 years ago, they might have put that on TV in a bloopers-type highlight reel. You know, here's the NFL with this monster hit. So they've changed some way of thinking. It's hard. What's happened, I think, in my mind, what's clearly happened is players used to be, you know, the Tobin Roth days or even the glory years Packers days, the tackles were 250 pounds. Now there's 330. And, you know, it stands to reason there's more mass. They're better developed. I mean, weight training, maybe drug, a little help from, you know, certain performance-enhancing drugs, all those kinds of things. The bodies are just bigger and faster, and, you know, you can develop your muscles and all you and that all you want, but your ligaments and tendons and all that are used to designed in your body to bear a certain stress, I think. And when you get that kind of speed and size, I think you're really pushing the limits. And that's why we see all these injuries. I think the NFL is in a panic mode right now because look who's out, you know, quarterbacks, J.J. Watt. I mean, some of their greatest players aren't playing this year. You know, Aaron Rodgers missed 8 games. And you know, that's bad for business. And what's bad for business usually spurs the NFL, and the NFL usually drives this. Now, I know the caller talked a little bit about high schools. I think the speed of the high school game, you don't have that as many injuries as you see in the NFL or even in major college football. You still have injuries. You've always had injuries. But, you know, these kids aren't as big and overdeveloped. I do think high school kids are better developed now than they were in the past, but you don't see, you know, the lines that are 320 pounds across and that kind of thing.
Thanks for the call, Ed. We're talking to Tom Oates, sports columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal. Back to your calls. Gordon is with us in Wisconsin Rapids. Gordon, hi.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. What did you what do you think, Gordon?
Well, I think that it's going to be a great day when Aaron Rodgers takes the field on Sunday. It's going to be a tough game. You know, the Carolina's really tough, but I think that he can be the difference maker and knock off the Panthers. I can't wait for the Badgers to knock the snot out of Miami. You know, Miami's got this big talk. They just want to see the big old Wisconsin boys go down there and just put a licking on them.
Gordon, thanks for the call. And let's transition over to Badgers football now. We spent more time than I planned on Packers, Tom. Badgers, great run in the regular season this year. Got knocked off, looked a little flat against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship. But they're still in a big bowl.
Yeah, I don't know if they look flat. I think Ohio State's good. I don't think Wisconsin had seen that kind of speed in quite a while, and not since last year. And I think it took Wisconsin a little bit of time to adjust to that speed, that all-over-the-field speed that Ohio State has, that really not even Michigan among their opponents had that kind of speed, especially on offense where, you know, every skill player on Ohio State is a potential game-breaker. And that really hurt Wisconsin in the first half. They ended up coming back and having a shot to win, but it was a horribly disappointing loss. You know, Wisconsin hasn't really been able to quite get over that hump and compete for a national championship. And you know, that last week when the committee put them in fourth, it was an invitation. Beat Ohio State and you're in. And they were unable to beat Ohio State, so it was horribly disappointing. But I think if you look at the way this team operates, they'll come back, and I think they'll be really ready to play Miami. It probably helps that it's a big name like Miami. I don't think Miami was the U for all those years, and this team contending for national championships with 22 future NFL players in its lineup, and you know, that was 15, 20 years ago. That Miami hasn't been at that level. It might get there under Mark Richt, who's in his second year as coach, but they're not at that level yet. And I think it's going to be a really good matchup. And if Wisconsin comes to play, I think they should win the game.
I want to take a quick look at the Milwaukee Bucks. It wasn't that many years ago that they were pretty bad. It was a rough team to watch sometimes. I haven't watched as closely, but it seems like they're a lot more fun to watch these days.
Yeah, they have better players. Amazing how
that works. That'll really make a difference. I'm no sports expert.
No, I think they're in about phase three of a rebuilding plan. The first phase is acquiring some decent young talent, and the second phase is developing it. And now you see players like Giannis and Jabari Parker and Chris Middleton, and they traded for Eric Bledsoe. These are good players. These are high quality NBA players. Giannis is a star. Jabari Parker obviously still out with a knee injury, but he's due back after the first of the year at some point. They're in a phase now where they're trying to put players around their stars to become an elite level team. I think their record is, I'm not sure right now, 15-11, maybe something like that. They become a good team. They become a dangerous team, but the really elite level teams are a threat to win every single night and win when they don't play well and those kinds of things. And I don't think they're there yet, and they're still struggling a little bit. They're clearly not very good in the middle, or very strong, I should say, in the middle. They have a lot of pretty good perimeter players, and they've added some shooting and this and that. Their defense isn't very good at times. So they have a ways to go, but they've become an entertaining team and in some ways a contending team. I think they have the fourth best record in the East.
All right, Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today. Enjoy the game, the Packers game this weekend.
All right, my pleasure, Rob.
That's Tom Oates, sports columnist at the Wisconsin State Journal. We've been talking about Wisconsin sports, catching up on all the latest news, including the return of Aaron Rodgers after a major injury. Still time for you to share your thoughts on this, by the way. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR. And as always, you can go over and post or message us on the Ideas Network Facebook page.